Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 3, verse 1, and I was about to start the invitation. Listen as we continue.
Shall crumble.
I will
plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Oh, listen. There was ignorance, the worship involving man-made idols and images, man's wisdom, their beat-driven music. You know, 3,000 years ago, they had the beat-driven music in their religious worship of most religion. God feared that that might come into the Jewish religion. But it says that the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men, not specific men, all men, everywhere, to repent. Now, God does not give a command if we could not do it. Here is something we can do. We can repent. But why does he give this command for us to repent? He says in verse 31 of Acts 17, because he hath appointed a day in which he shall judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, in that he hath raised him from the dead. Oh, my friend, don't be as those who are in the tribulation, with all those judgments are so hard, they won't repent. Oh, my, my, oh, my. Don't be that way. In Luke 13:3, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Two verses later, verse 5, he says it again, repeats it verbatim. Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. In Romans 5:8, it says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, just like we are, and then the most profound four words perhaps in the Bible, Christ died for us. My friend, the Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That includes me. That includes you. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. We're not measured against each other. We're measured against Jesus Christ, and all of us come short. The Bible says in Romans 3:10, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's why Romans 5:8 said he commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We read Romans 5:12, wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You know, that word death does not mean ceasing to exist. It means separation. It's always meant separation. At death, your spirit is separated from your body. That spirit will go to dwell forever, either with the Lord or in hell. In hell, it's given a body that will not pass away, that will not cease to exist, but it will feel fully the torture, the torment, the flames of fire, and be able to do nothing about it. It will hunger and not be able to have food. It'll thirst and not even be able to have a drop of water on its tongue. We know that, first of all, by Luke 16, as well as other passages of Scripture. In Romans 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, Lord is the name of his deity, Jesus of his humanity. Jesus was God come in the flesh. God is a spirit. That spirit left heaven and took on flesh. So he says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that he was Lord, that he came to die for your sins in a human body, that he had a human spirit, and that body and that spirit suffered all of the wrath of God upon him for our sin. We'll confess it. We'll believe it. We'll stand with it. We'll stand on it. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, that his deity raised his humanity. He says, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Listen, in 39 years of full-time pastoring and 46 years of preaching, I've had couples I've had to counsel over the years, and sometimes it was a cheating spouse. And the couple would get back together, but the spouse who was sinned against had to forgive. The person they were married to did not deserve the forgiveness, but they did it out of the love of their heart, the love for that individual. God loves you. He did not have to die on a cross. He could have refused. Now, just like the couples that got back together, that cheating spouse must decide, oh, I do want my wife. Oh, I do want my husband. And I want to come back to them, and I want to be theirs and theirs alone. And they reject, it's repulsive now, this former relationship. And so, in coming back, they're believing with their heart. In other words, he's accepting me, she's accepting me. And I'm basing my life on it. I'm giving them my life. I'm trusting them. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. What you're believing unto, when you're believing unto righteousness, that you're believing that the righteousness of Jesus Christ is what makes you accept before God, not your own righteousness, but his righteousness. You've given him your heart. You've given him control. He's come in. He is to cleanse you of your sin by his blood, and he is to change you. He is the head. You're the submitted to him. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, if you're not sure, if you died today, that heaven's your home, you can be saved right now. The Bible says in Hebrews 6:18 that God cannot lie. Jesus said that if you come to him, he would in no wise cast you out. Jesus also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Acts chapter 4, verse 12 of the Bible says that there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Jesus Christ is your only hope of salvation. It's not doing the best you can. It's not church membership. It's not being religious. Oh, it's not any of that stuff, but it's rather realizing I am a sinner. I deserve to go to hell. You don't think you deserve to go to hell? You're not going to get saved, and you will end up in hell. You know you deserve hell because God is an all-holy God. But believing that he can save you, believing he died for you and bodily rose from the dead, you call upon him. Just like the cheating spouse we used just a few moments ago, repents, turns from all former relationships and has no contact again. You turn from your sin to turn to Jesus Christ. And it may be hard, just like a former contact in adultery. You may still live in the same town, may still be living near. Then it's up to the spouse to keep that one away. And so here you are, even though you reject the sinner, the sin, you realize it's a daily temptation. So you just lean on the love and the power of Jesus Christ to cleanse you and know that he'll keep you. With the heart man believeth in righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made to salvation. You know, in marriage, there are good husbands, bad husbands, average husbands. There are good wives, bad wives, average wives. And I don't know where you fall, but at least you're married. You've made that commitment, and you're committed to that relationship. Whether it's a good husband, bad husband, average, in both situations. When you come to Christ, you're entering into a personal relationship that's on the level of Mary. Ephesians chapter 5 puts it on that level. And if you're willing to do that, he says in Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's the blood of Jesus Christ that paid the penalty for your sin. It's the resurrection of Christ that guarantees your everlasting life. You can't earn it. You can only believe it. And through repentance and faith, receive it. Will you do that right now? Why not bow your heads right where you are? If you're driving a car, of course, don't do that. But I'm going to form a prayer in just a moment. This prayer would only be words if you didn't mean it. But if you're willing to give him your heart and life, would you pray right now, right where you are? Dear God, I know I'm a sinner, and I deserve to go to hell. Forgive me of my sin. I believe Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for all my sin. Sin I ever have or ever will commit, and died for me. I believe 3 days later he bodily rose from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, show me that you meant it. Write us. Our announcer will give you our physical address as well as our website through which you may email us. Either way. And let us know that you've made this decision. I mean, encourage you also that if you don't have a Bible-believing church in your area, you don't know of one, call, look, either check the internet, Google it, or check in the yellow pages. Look for churches that are Baptist, fundamental, independent. Find out they use this King James Bible. See if their music is not rock and roll. They call it contemporary blended. Just say it's an old traditional music. If that's a church, tell the pastor you've made this decision. You want to know the next step. And they'll be happy to help you. Well, I see that our time is up. I want to thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask your friends to listen because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.